What kind of hormonal therapy are you using with this woman?
Well, this woman was 42 and premenopausal, again, at the time of her diagnosis. She has had many months of chemotherapy-induced amenorrhea, but for the moment, she's still on tamoxifen because of concern that she might recover ovarian function.
That's interesting. So she stopped having her periods during the chemo?
Yep.
And has not returned?
Well, she's only about 8 months out, but that's right.
Does she have menopausal symptoms, hot flashes?
Oh, yeah, hot flashes and night sweats.
What do we know statistically about the likelihood that she's going to remain amenorrheic?
The statistical odds for AC are that she has a strong possibility of recovering ovarian function. So women in their 40s, probably two-thirds would go into menopause with AC chemotherapy. But in many of those women, that will prove short-lived and such that within a total of 6 or 12 months or even longer, they will recover ovarian function.
Now, one of the challenging issues about these kinds of cases in premenopausal women is what to do with the hormonal therapy over time. And if she turns out to be one of these women who doesn't recover her function, she persistently stays amenorrheic, you test her chemically and find that she's postmenopausal, at some point, 2-3 years from now, would you consider starting an aromatase inhibitor?
I think you have to be very leery of doing that. So in this case series, again, that Ian Smith and colleagues published in the JCO and that we published in Clinical Breast Cancer, this woman was exactly in that pattern of experience, which was in her early 40s with chemotherapy-induced amenorrhea and who eventually, in the case series, many of these women were started on aromatase inhibitors. And anywhere between 6 and 59 months after their chemotherapy, they subsequently recovered ovarian function. And that means that for a substantial part of their treatment history, they might have been not getting effective endocrine treatment. So again, I think the overwhelming benefit of the doubt has to be on the possibility that they have residual ovarian function and should be on tamoxifen.
And what happens when she gets to the 5-year point?
Well, you've got time to figure that out. At 5 years in a premenopausal woman, we don't have any data that ongoing tamoxifen therapy is valuable. So if she's finishing 5 years of tamoxifen and she's still amenorrheic, I think there's little downside to thinking about an AI if you want to offer extended adjuvant treatment in such a fashion.